And then after high school, he may go on to...
College.
Any special name for a store where all sorts of cheap things are sold? Just cheap
things. And 10 cent store? Variety store?
Are you familiar with anything called a racket store?
Well, that's just cheap John stuff. It isn't cheap in price, it's just junky.
Just junky.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get a loan book, you go to the...
A loan book? Well, you mean to the public library?
Yeah. And if you want to mail a letter late at night, you'd probably take it to the...
Post office.
And if you come into a strange town to spend the night, you'll go to the...
Hotel or motel.
If you wish to see a movie or a stage production, you'd go to a...
Picture show or theater.
And if you're sick, very sick, you'll probably be put in the...
Hospital.
And the woman who attends you is a...
Nurse.
If you... let's see. The courthouse is located in the...
County seat.
And that, and the particular area that the courthouse is located on is called the...
Courthouse Square.
If someone, instead of walking down here and then going down here to get from this place to this place, goes across this
jaywalks.
Way. Well, let's say this is a vacant lot.
Oh.
You say he...
Cattywampus.
Cattywampus. Well, he walks what?
Diagonally.
Diagonally?
Mm-hmm.
Never, is it ever catty-cornered or kitty-cornered or katie-cornered or... Slaunch-wise?
Mm-mm.
If you have a... Is slaunch-wise a familiar term?
I never heard it.
I got that up in the north part of the state.
No, I never heard it.
I just wondered how far it spread. One of the early forms of public transportation in Lawton ran on steel rails right in town. What did you call that?
Did they have trolley cars?
Uh-huh. I don't know. Well, it doesn't make any difference.
I don't remember Lawton having them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they
did. I think Wichita Falls did, and of course Oklahoma City used to.
Mm-hmm. If you're on one of these things and you see the place where you want to leave, what do you tell the conductor? Let's say the bells are out of order.
Let me off at the next stop or at the next corner, please.
Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. is the seat of the federal
government.
And in 1861 to 1865, the
Civil War.
Well, what happened? What did they do?
The Negroes were emancipated.
What did the Unions and the Confederates do?
Fought. Is that what you mean?
Yep. And the sheriff is supposed to preserve...
Law and order.
A man who's guilty of murder in the early days was taken out and...
Hanged.
Bang. Sometimes rightfully, sometimes wrongfully.
I don't think I would have made a very good pioneer.
Oh, I know I wouldn't. I would have been mad at the world most of the time. The lynching parties, where you just lose your head and go out. I was talking to a man yesterday. Now, this isn't the one I interviewed. I just talked to him and visited, but he didn't make a suitable informant. But he said there was a case where some cattlemen were running cattle on Indian lands. And the Indians went down to talk to them, and a fight broke out. And two of these men, white men, were killed. And the Indians, of course, sent runners out all over because they knew they were going to be in trouble. And they started heading for the agency. Great bands of them headed for the agency. And they sent a runner on to Fort Sill, I think, because they knew they'd need help.
Mm-hmm.
And the whites heard this, and they were sure that the Indians were massing for attack. And 64... white men got together and elected a man to be in charge of them. And they were going out to fight the Indians. They got these poor old Indians cornered in a box canyon, and they thought in the morning they'd go in and slaughter them.
Hmm.
But the Indian runner had gotten to the cavalry post, and a troop of cavalry came in and got there just before daybreak and broke it up.
Hmm.
But I think this is a lot of the Indian uprisings just this way. But the